It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Flint, Michigan made headlines this year because of extremely high lead poisoning rates. Our guest tells us why Flint isn't alone when it comes to lead contamination.
First, the Assembly wrapped up its session last week, and that leaves a lot of proposals on the cutting room floor, including things like a ban on the sale of fetal tissue and a bill that would legalize fantasy sports in the state.
Matt DeFore joins us with the details. He's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Judith, thanks so much for having me on again.
So last week, as we said, the Assembly wrapped up their session. The Senate is meeting again in March. Do we know why the Assembly ended their session now?
Well, it's an election season, and certainly the Assembly was eager to get back to their home districts so they could get a head start on the upcoming campaign season. But, one thing to note about the timing here is that while the Assembly has said it's done with its official business, it may still come back for any kind of cleanup, although they're not hoping to, they're not planning to, but they're back in their home districts, I guess.
So Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called this the most productive and historic session in recent memory. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, yeah, he was saying it was one of the most productive and conservative sessions in recent memory. They definitely got a lot of things done. I mean, from a conservative perspective, they passed right to work. They made changes to the campaign finance laws. They got rid of the Government Accountability Board, which was a big thorn in the side of Governor Scott Walker, at least. They've definitely done a lot of things, but there's a lot of things they didn't get done as well as with any session.
And so, as you just alluded to, there were many bills that didn't pass in this session. Let's dig into some of those bills. One was regarding transgender students and with which bathroom they could use. What happened with that bill?
So the as with many of these bills, including the transgender bathroom bill, it apparently just didn't have the support of the Republican caucus. I spoke with Jesse Kramer, who is the Republican lawmaker who proposed that bill. He had a number of proposals that were certainly from a very conservative perspective, priorities, and didn't make it through that one. There was a lot of opposition to it. I know in the committee hearing, there were a lot of questions about how it would work. And I think there were, some school districts were saying, many school districts were saying, have our own policies as the current system. But in the end, it just didn't have the support to pass. But I know that Representative Kramer told me that it is something he wants to bring back in the future for an issue of student privacy, that they want to make sure that students are using the bathroom of their birth gender. So we'll see if that gets some traction in the future.
So certainly one of the more hot button or high emotion topics was the sale of fetal tissue, and there was a bill that would ban the sale of fetal tissue. Why wouldn't that have moved forward?
Well, this is, again, it's another Jesse Kramer bill, and it's another one of importance to the religious conservatives. It got a lot of traction last year during the whole Planned Parenthood video issue, which turned out in the end to maybe not be as big of a scandal as initially thought. But that bill, before there were charges brought against the group that did those videos, there was already opposition to that bill in Wisconsin from a lot of the biotech industry, from healthcare organizations, groups supporting abortion rights. So that bill had a lot of issues in the state, even without the flap about the videos.
There were a couple bills that had to do with carrying firearms. One would have allowed concealed weapons inside university buildings. Another would allow concealed carry on school grounds. What happened to those bills?
Those bills also didn't pass. Those are also Jesse Cramer bills. When I was doing this list, I kind of I felt like we were picking on him because a lot of them were his bills. But we did a profile on him a few weeks ago. He's been just seems to be thwarted in various places. The campus carry and the being able to conceal carry in school grounds, just didn't have the votes in the caucus, the Republican caucus, to make it through. And given that the assembly is now done, those bills won't even really have, even if the Senate wanted to pass them, they wouldn't have a chance necessarily of going all the way because the assembly doesn't plan to meet again.
We're talking with Matt DeFoor, State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, about bills that were not passed before the end of the State Assembly's current session. One that we highlighted in the intro was a bill that would legalize and regulate fantasy sports. What was at the core of that, and why didn't it go anywhere?
This is an interesting one because this has been a national issue of the fantasy sports industry has been wanting to sort of proactively legalize fantasy sports in various states. As we've seen some states' attorneys general come out against this as a form of gambling. In Wisconsin, it's an interesting issue, too, because we have gaming compacts with the tribes, and so there was some question as to whether this legalizing this in a formal way or regulating it and legalizing it would in some way run afoul of the compacts. They ended up not moving forward with this bill, and we'll see if it comes back in the future. But there may have been some questions among lawmakers as if they did legalize it, would it have put some kind of would it have put those compacts in jeopardy and the millions of dollars in revenue the state gets from the gambling proceeds from the tribes? So it was put out there as the industry has hoped for, but as for now, it's going to just sort of remain the way it is, which is that fantasy sports are not legal, they're not illegal. Our attorney general hasn't said anything about them, but if you want to keep playing fantasy sports, you can. We'll see if that comes back.
So you just mentioned the state's relationship with the tribes, and another big topic was a bill that would have allowed landowners to challenge burial mound designations and be able to excavate and develop areas that are thought to have human remains in burial mounds. That was a big topic of the State of the Tribes address recently that Mick Isham from the Lakota Ray tribe had talked about. What was it that put that bill at least on the back burner?
So, yeah, again, another example where all the speaker boss's office will tell us that it just didn't have enough votes in the caucus. I didn't gain a lot of additional insight into that one other than, it was an issue, like you mentioned, that was brought up in the State of the Tribes. With any number of these bills, there's just a sense that it's, it's an election year, and any bill that's going to cause any kind of undue opposition or contentiousness in the public's eye, as opposed to again, a lot of these bills when they're getting pushed through initially, they're being pushed through because a more limited interest or a landowner interest or some smaller group is interested in them. But if it's causing a bigger stir among the larger public, there may not be as broad of support as is necessary for the past.
So as we mentioned earlier, Matt, the Senate does have another floor session scheduled for March. Some of the bills that were passed in the Assembly could be amended by the Senate. What would happen then?
Right. So there's an example of this is the college affordability package that Governor Walker mentioned he came out as a champion of in his State of the State address. This is things like an income tax deduction for student loans, and various programs to help connect kids with college credits and get sort of technical skills and grants for kids who are already in technical college. These kinds of one of the big themes in this session is that the state just doesn't have that much money. If you look 2 years ago, the legislature going into an election season had $1 billion. To which they were able to use to cut taxes, property and income taxes, a major buy down of the tech college property tax. This time around, the state's fiscal situation is much more tenuous. And so the Fiscal Bureau, their most recent estimate had the state with about $135 million projected in the bank at the end of the fiscal year, which is a year from this upcoming June. And that only, you know, there's a statutory limit, so really there's only about $70 million that they could safely spend. And there's a drunk driving bill that has now passed both houses and is expected to be signed by the governor, which, you know, there's dispute about this, but, you know, could cost tens of millions of dollars per year, maybe even $100 million. So the legislature doesn't really necessarily have the funds to do a lot of these initiatives. And so the Senate has talked about how the college affordability package, which right now is, you know, pegged at about $10 million, you know, they may want to cut that back to $2 million. And if they do, the Assembly would either have to come back and vote for that or not return, and the whole thing would die. So.
And before we let you go, Matt, when is the Assembly scheduled to come back in a regular session?
Oh, the Senate, I believe. Yeah, it's supposed to be in March. I don't have the exact date off the top of my head, but certainly a couple weeks from now, we'll be able to write the story about everything the legislature did do.
Mm-hmm. So. And the Assembly, is it in the fall that they would be back?
Oh, the Assembly. Well, no, they won't be back until after the election. Yeah, this is the end for the Assembly, and then in March will be the end for the Senate until we have a whole new session starting in January.
Matt, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
That was Matt DeFore, State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about bills that the State Assembly left behind as they wrapped up their session.